Good morning. Welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host as always, David Cowart, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. It really means so much. Thank you. These interviews are rolling right along. They're coming in. Got some more leads for some more interviews coming. And I'm going to start reaching out to those people pretty soon and setting those up or seeing about setting those up. And it's just been a lot of fun, you know. I'm really enjoying the interviews. I'm doing, more of those, and it's the whole thing's growing. I want to do more in 2019. I had a goal of writing 4 books in 2019. And so far, I've written 8. And I still have yet to release my actual novel that started this whole journey into madness that we call authorship. I had a good friend who told me, she was like, "Once you start getting the bug and start putting those books out on Amazon, see how easy it is. You're gonna want to keep writing. You're really gonna want to keep writing." And she's not wrong. I was telling my boss the other day, I was like, "I'm kind of ready for another book. I'm kind of ready to start writing another book. I'm still working on getting the book I'm co-authoring done. But I know once that's done, I'll need something else to get into. So I'm kind of trying to plan that out." And I got a lot of it written. I just really what it is once I get the parts from my co-author in, I want to kind of mirror his writing style, so kind of get that so the book feels cohesive. And so that's what I'm really gonna go back and do is actually get in there and figure out how he wrote his, put it together, check it, and be like, "Okay, cool. This is what I want the, because I want all the chapters to kind of look the same." So what I'm planning on doing is just taking the first chapter and just copying it and just changing the number. So you'll just read the same thing like 15, 20 times. I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I just want to make sure the flow and the idea of the book is identical, and the layout, and there's not some funky transition once you get halfway through the book. So, but yeah, so that's where we're at with that, and hoping to have my book out soon. Hoping to have it ready soon for print, my novel, Hurtling Towards a Home, A Story of Hope. And the might be the next book I start on will be the actual follow-up to that. We'll see. I do have another one I'm working on that's called Beyond the Wall, which I actually have the first kind of chapter of. On LinkedIn in my articles. So I started that out as like a little 1300 character story. A lot of people really, really liked it. We're like, "Okay, when you're doing the book, when can we expect the book? How long you think it'll take?" And I'm like, "I just wrote a little short story because I was bored." I just made this up like on a whim. It really didn't have any substance to it. It was just like, "Oh, I'm just writing a quick little short story, whatever I can fit in 1300 characters." It'd be like me writing a book across Twitter, which I could do. That'd be kind of interesting, I think, is actually like, and then tie them all together and be like, "This is my Twitter book." That'd be an interesting idea. Do 160 characters at a time. God, that would take forever. That would take forever. But anyway, yeah, so that's where we're at there. And just wanted to share this story and really excited about this. I had a blast from the past almost. I recently released my one book, excuse me, I don't have a box, and got a message on Instagram when I posted about, like, hey, the book just came in the mail. I got home from work and I couldn't put it down, right? So I'm thinking, like, wow, okay, awesome, I've made an impact, right? Well, what I did not realize is that the person who sent me this message, I actually knew him. I actually knew who it was. It had been so long since I'd really seen or heard from him, because life and everything, and just really stuff happens. I mean, let's I want to say the last time that I really remember, I was maybe 20 or 21, maybe. And that was the last time I saw him, and he was a couple years younger than me. I want to say he was like 9 years younger than me, maybe. So, but just this kid I hung out with, and we'd play video games, and just kind of almost, for lack of a better word, like a mentor or friend. So he starts sending me messages on Instagram, which I wasn't getting because, like I've told you guys before on here, I get bombarded with messages all the time, and if I'm not following the person, they actually go into like a request site where or request section where I have to go in and look at them and verify if I want to accept these messages from these people, and I only check them like maybe once a week because most of the time it's like, ads for like, just stupid stuff. And so I don't go in and check them very often because I don't expect somebody that I know to start messaging me on Instagram, especially somebody that I'm not already following on Instagram, because usually, if I know you, I'm gonna follow you. That's just, normal, right? So, at any rate, he sends me this stream of videos talking about stuff that's going on, and I was like, wait a second, no, I know this guy, yeah. And so he's talking about how he remembered who I was, and he was thinking about that time in his life, and he couldn't remember my name exactly, and he was like, what was that guy's name? He finally figures it out, he remembers, and it just he decides to look me up, see what I'm doing, see what's going on, seeing if I'm still alive, that type of thing, and comes across me and my book, and gets it. And sends me that message, and I was like, holy cow, what a small world. I wrote this book. I mean, of course, I'll have memories and flashbacks and think about, like, I wonder how this person's doing and stuff like that, like we all do, but you never think that your paths part like that and then just will come together in such a profound way as. He remembers who I, what my name was, looks me up and reads my book and then sends me a message like, hey man, your book really helped me. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. Cause that was one thing I told, I had actually, and my mom, knew him too, cause, we all went to church together. His father was a pastor at a church that we attended at that time. And that's how I met him. But, to see that, and to see that message from him, it meant so much to me anyway. The first message, the comment that he posted, and then, to then realize that, wow, such a small world, I knew this guy. I know him. I spent time at his house. We went and saw The Matrix together, I believe, or we watched it at his house, one or the other, one time and stuff like that. So just to tell you how long ago, it was in the late 90s, Yeah, and I mean it's just like wow, you know? And you know, just so amazing how life just comes back and things come back into your life that you don't think are coming back, you know, how things change. And you know, that message that he sent meant, well, both sets of messages, the videos and the you know, the comment on my book meant so much to me because it, you know, that's what you want when you're writing a book like that. You want to know that you want that book to help somebody. You want it to mean something to somebody, and regardless of whether it's fiction or nonfiction, you want it to resonate with people. And you know, to know that, you know, was just so amazing. And then, of course, even more so to know that it was somebody that I knew, and I have a personal connection with this person. And now, you know, we're going to get together and, you know, meet up for coffee or lunch or something, hop on a call, something like that. And, you know, kind of rekindle that friendship. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. And I mean, that's the power of when you step out of the norm. You know, sometimes you can find people or connect with people that you might not have found or connected with otherwise. You know, even if it's somebody from your past. You know, so just food for thought. You know, and I just had to share that story. I'm not sharing any names or anything, obviously, because I've not talked to him enough to know if he's cool with that. I mean, you know, or you know, if he is, you know, maybe I'll do something more than this, than just like, you know, maybe actually have him on the podcast and we can talk about stuff. So, you know, just you know, you never know where life might lead. You know, it's really a funny thing and interesting and unusual how life works, you know. I read a quote from a book, and I believe, it was a quote from a book called The Man, the Moon, and the Casket. It was written by a good friend of mine. And one of the sayings or quotes in her book was, you know, I'm always an avid apprentice of life. I'm always looking for a new spell to master. Now, the book that she wrote is kind of based on a true story, but it's a fictional twist on it. And so, you know, I think it's really a cool book, and if you're interested in finding something that's just, she's such an amazing writer. She's in Romania, and I hopped on a call with her once. She opened up and did a video on LinkedIn and was like, "Hey, I want to get to know some people. If you're interested, hop on a call with me. Here's my calendar. Schedule 30 minutes. Let's hop on a call." And I've mentioned this before, but I'll just briefly brush over it again. And we hopped on a call. And she was kind of unsure as to why I was reaching out to her because I wasn't really connected with her. I just was like, oh, cool. I'd like to get to know her. I love her writing and her style of posting. I had been following her. You know, we hadn't actually made a connection on LinkedIn. And so I sent her a request. And she's like, so if you don't mind me asking, why did you reach out? And I said, well, I'm a fan of your writing. I'm a fan of the video series that you're doing. And I just want to learn more about you and get to know you because, you know, I like to learn from people and get to know people that have an influence on my life and what I'm doing. And, you know, we ended up taking a 30-minute phone call or well, a video call because she's in Romania. A 30-minute video call that turned into an hour and a half long video call, and I was actually almost late for work. So yeah, I was 15 minutes before my shift started, which for me, if anyone knows me, I'm always an extremely early person, And so my boss was actually concerned that I was sick, and he was actually about ready to call me because usually I'm in the office before he is. So, he was kind of like, "Where's David? Why is it? It's 7:45 and he's not at work yet." I mean, he doesn't start for 15 minutes. I feel bad calling him, but he should have been here like hours ago. But anyway. Yeah, but I mean, it was just such a fantastic call. She's an amazing, amazing person. I bought her book on Kindle, and I bought a physical copy that I actually put in the lending library at Queen City Grounds. And so, it's just I try and do that for all of my friends who have written books. To have a copy at a lending library so people can read it, just to get out there, and that way there's a chance that more people could buy the book, right? I mean, it's not really active advertising, and it's not really, overly outrageous or outlandish or what I'm trying to do, or anything that requires a lot of effort, so it's not like I'm some kind of superhero. I just offer to put the book on a shelf somewhere that's not my house, and people, hopefully people will read it and be intrigued and be like, I'm gonna go buy that for myself. So, I even do that with my own books. I put them on the shelf, and I don't have all of them yet up there because it's taking a little while to get them all ordered. But yeah, so that's what I try and do. Try and get. Help people out and do that, because I'm a struggling author myself as far as trying to get sales, so try and help out where I can. But I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. I hope you're enjoying the interviews. I'm looking to do more interviews in the future. We're also going to be doing, if you're a fan of science fiction, where you can get on my group on Facebook. It's called Hurtling Towards Home, A Story of Hope. It's the name of my science fiction novel that's coming out. But we're going to start doing, we're getting everything, the groundwork laid right now for it, so that we're going to do a science fiction like movie review. And we're not going to be doing just like new stuff. We'll do old stuff. We'll do obscure stuff. We'll do popular stuff, whatever. But we're actually going to be putting it out in Facebook Live through the group. And then we'll upload it to a podcast, which is all going to be going on the Creative Open Forum. Like I said, that's a place for if you guys want to record an audio episode of a podcast and send it to me, you can do so, the creativeopenforum@gmail.com, and I'll put those episodes out for you. But what we're going to do is, since it's an open place for people to put podcasts out, we're going to put the Facebook Live, we're going to strip them down to audio and put them out on the podcast as well, so that they're there and people can listen to them and go from there. So all in all, we'll start building that up. We may eventually have to make it its own podcast if it starts getting enough traction, but for right now, that's where it's going to go. So you'll, like I said, if you want to join up, Hurtling Towards a Home, A Story of Hope is the name of the Facebook group. And from there, we'll be sharing out the Facebook Live events as we come up with them, and then we'll be putting the podcast episodes on the Creative Open Forum. So a lot of good things to come there. I'm super excited about that. I'm supposed to be possibly doing another podcast with a good friend. We're going to be interviewing CEOs and business leaders and small business owners in Charlotte, North Carolina. So be looking for more news on that as I get that worked out. Right now, I'm just trying to survive to get through LinkedIn Local before I start digging too much into all this other nonsense. But we'll get there together, and that's how you grow. You keep doing, you keep pushing, you keep coming up with new ideas, keep the ideas fresh, you keep everything flowing. The more you flow, the more you go, the more you know. So there's my little rhyming words of nonsense right there. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in as always. Hope you've had a great time today. See you guys again tomorrow. Car Thoughts out.
Hey everybody, David here from Car Thoughts with David, and I just want to share some information with you. You guys have heard me talk about finding your way, finding your path, and starting your journey. Well, if you have decided that you want to start your own podcast, you might be thinking, well, David, that's great, but what do I do? How do I do this? You know, what works? What doesn't work, right? Well, I wrote a book, because you can go back and find my episodes where I talk about all this stuff and listen to them, and that's all well and good, but sometimes it's easier just to have it in print where you can just see it, right? So, I wrote the book called Introduction to Podcasting, Lessons Learned, Lessons Shared. You can pick it up on Amazon on Kindle for 99 cents, less than a dollar. What? That's crazy, right? Less than a dollar, you can pick it up on Kindle. If you like to have a print book in your hands and you just like the way it feels, and trust me, I'm looking at this book right now. It's really well printed. I love Kindle publishing. You can pick it up for $5.50. So you can have a physical copy where you can take notes, where you can, you know, keep stuff for quick reference while you're working on creating that awesome epic podcast that I know you're capable of creating. So, by all means, if you're looking for ways, you're looking for advice, Introduction to Podcasting, Lessons Learned, Lessons Share is the book for you. Thank you, guys. And I could not do any of this without your support. So when I say thank you, I mean it. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.